restarted. A little bad section in the about a half hour.
So then shut it off there?
No, no, no. I just want to get some of it.
We want to catch the pulse of it.
I'm not just going to get some of it. Stop telling us. Yeah.
Once in a while, there are certain things I gotta give up for a while in life, and I'm getting like I say, you can stop. Getting back to it, I don't think you can tell me any idea how you must study how to understand. If you did, it's not hard, actually, it's partly my own fault. I had to study these 18 hours, but I should have done it during the year. It was taken up with other things, and it's a little difficult to go to school and do what I'm doing. It's difficult. The best bet is to tell you right now, don't get married if you graduate. A lot of problems if you want to move. Very foolish. Well, I got the right time, takes a long time to get done. But as I said before, I don't think you have, for example, my old nephew, who I like a lot, told me that someone came over and discussed the problem. I said, Joe, I'm sorry. Did you have your exam on the south? Yeah, mine on the south was going over the same night. I said, last week, if you'd come to me. I talked to him last week, and I told him how I'm going to study. Oh, wow, he said, wow. That's good, he said, right? He said, I'm going with my wife. We're going to the Sea Bell Note to play Princeton. I said, lots of luck in your exam. So now he wants to, you know, he should have thought about last week. He should have given up that game. And he should have done what I did. He's young, he's married, and he doesn't see that. And all of a sudden, he gets caught. Well, after I told him I couldn't help myself there, so I told him that, so I did help myself. But it's his fault. He should have stayed home from that game and done what I did last Sunday, all day, last Saturday, all day. Well, anyway, that's good. So we got the Monroe Doctrine. I want to give you the background again in case I missed any of it. Here it is. The background of the Monroe Doctrine is this. In 1808, I believe, Napoleon took over Spain. At that moment, he became the ruler of Spain and Spanish territories. This was the signal for all South America to revolt of Spain. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
Some of this is in your book in a few more pages, but I want you to hear it first, then we'll find it. So, Spain, South America revolted of Spain, and there were four men involved, two big ones. José de San Martín. The other one is Simon Bolivar. Now there's another one, Bernardo O'Higgins, I forget another one, but don't worry about those. The two big ones are José de San Martín, Simon Bolivar. These men helped South America revolt. Now listen, what do I mean? They did not revolt from Spain, they revolted from Spain. What do I mean? Yes?
Napoleon
now owns Spain. So they didn't revolt so much from Spain as from Napoleon. That's what happened. They didn't want to obey Napoleon, so they revolted. Now, they formed South America with mostly fellas, Mexico ruling. Mexico was the kind of big chief over the whole thing. Mexico now laid claim to Texas. Spain used to own it. Now Mexico laid claim to Texas. Yesterday I told you, we walked into the west part of Florida, and by the Adams-Onay Treaty, we bought Florida. So I mentioned this.
Yeah.
Remember, I said I'm trying to get these words down for you so that you all have the same words. When you're going to make a test, I won't watch the test. What I'm suggesting is you jot a few of these down. It's not so much to look them up, jot these down, and then try to understand it, because it's, I think it's easy if you understand something. See, if you're going to follow me in the books and write it, then you're not going to understand it, I think. I'd rather you understand it, get these words like I'm doing, go home, read it, and say, oh, yeah, I remember. Sometimes called Oné, sometimes Onés, I don't know. Anybody in Spanish in here, what would that be in Spanish? Oné? Adams Oné Treaty. But anyway, look, by the Adams-Onay Treaty, we bought Florida from Spain for $5 million. Now this will be in your book soon. Try to get it. We bought Florida. Spain realized we could take it any time we wanted. Why not sell it and get something out of it? So, we bought Florida for $5 million. In return, we told Spain we dropped our claim to Texas through the Monroe Doctrine. We dropped our claim to Texas, and why did we even claim it through the Louisiana Purchase?
Everybody see it? We claim we own Texas through the Louisiana Purchase. By the Adams O'Day Treaty, we decided we would not, we did not own it. Spain, on its part, decided it did not own Oregon. Now let's get that again. We bought Florida from Spain. Through what we said, we don't own Texas. They said, fine, that's good. We do not own Oregon. Okay, Adams O'Day Treaty, when you look this up, you'll see it. There's a lot more to it, but that's the main portion. That's just period. Yeah, more or less. We said, well, if we're going to drop our claim to Texas, you drop yours to Oregon, and there's a state disagreement. See, they claimed, incidentally, fellas, they claimed they owned it through California, which was Spanish. And now that Spain, South America, behold, it became Mexican. Everybody see that? Spain claimed they owned Oregon because it's an appendage of California. So they did have a legal right. England claimed they owned Oregon because it was an appendage of Canada. We claimed we owned it because of Lewis and Clark going out there. And now Russia begins to move in from Alaska. I'm giving you the background of Monroe Doctrine. In case you're wondering about being, I'm giving you the background. Well, we eliminated Spain by buying Florida. They said we don't own it. Now the Russians start to come down into Oregon. So we decide we are going to declare everybody else get out of the Western Hemisphere. Now the story behind it, it should have it in your book, at least two names should be in your book. Canning was the British ambassador, I guess. It doesn't really matter. He was the man involved in it. Canning came to President Monroe and he said, look, let's do something. Let's do something together. Well, when Alvey came to the president said, yes, we will, but we'll do it alone. You follow me? In other words, it's time for America to act alone. We're not Britain's little brother. We'll do it ourselves. You follow me? Everybody? So when it came out, it was the Monroe Doctrine. Now, what was it aimed at? It was aimed at keeping Russia from coming down. Okay so far? And something else happened in the meantime, which I haven't told you, it's this. When Spain lost its empire, four other nations got together. Britain, Russia, Prussia, which is Germany, by the way. Britain, Russia, Prussia, and I forget the other one, Austria, probably, yeah. They got together what was known as the Holy Alliance of the Quadruple Alliance, four. And here's what they did in essence. They said, holy mackerel, all the kings are getting killed. Let's stick together. If we don't stick together, they'll get us one by one. So how about this? If I'm attacked, I'm the Tsar talking. If I'm attacked, I want you three nations to come in and wipe out my enemy and put me back on the throne. In other words, the quadruple alliance was to make the world safe for monarchs. Okay, everybody? Now, while it was doing this, it was all right. One day it decided something which wasn't too good. Why should we wait for a revolution? Why don't we go back and crush it where it was? Let's go back to South America and put Spain back on the throne. Do everybody understand the background? Because you see, in a minute I'm going to tell you that the Monroe Doctrine was aimed at Spain and Russia. And if you don't understand what I just said, you won't see what I mean. While all of this is going on in the world, Spain tried to get the Quadruple Alliance to put itself back on the throne of South America. You understand that? Well, America said no dice. At this point, no. It said no to Spain, it said no to Russia. And that's the background of the Monroe Doctrine. Monroe Doctrine, therefore, was aimed at keeping Russia out of Oregon and keeping Spain out of South America. Okay, and I'll tell you what it was. But do you get the background? In other words, a lot of things were happening. Do you think you understand it now? Russia was moving down. Spain had been kicked out of South America. Now they wanted to get back. At this point, Canning came and said, let's do something. Even though Canning was one of the four members, he didn't want it. Oh, by the way, I forgot to say one more thing. Spain did not want, England did not want Spain back in South America. But they had a good gold mine there in trading. the United States to know the great Nelson Mandela story. Is that information? Well, no, I think it was more that we had decided we're no longer little boys. And, by the way, did I mention it here yesterday?
I think that we didn't want to
say it. Maybe you better ask the question again. Maybe that was something. What's the question again? Wait, we were not even in the quadruple alliance. Were you paying attention back there? It might be in your next test. No. The quadruple alliance got together. It was in Europe. The quadruple alliance was European to make the world safe for kings.
Yeah, but we as chemists, we come over here and we need some extra help, but not food, just to help overthrow.
Now, you got me confused. They who needed help?
They...
Four countries in Europe got together. Four countries. You four kids get together. And here Father Hermes beating up kids. All right, tell you what. Let's get together. Whichever one he picks on, the other three will jump on.
Yeah, right.
Can you translate that back in legacy? Four countries in Europe got together. I hear people are revolting and killing kings. Whichever one they jump, the other three will jump them. America had nothing to do with the quadruple alliance. All right, so far? Okay, now, at this point, the quadruple alliance said, let's help Spain. Spain was not even in it. We four guys, Spain was over there. They said, let's help Spain. Spain came to them and said, would you help you four help me get South America back? All right? You should understand it now. And therefore, America said, no, Spain, you can't come back. And in essence, it said to the quadruple alliance, don't you help Spain. So that's the background of the Monroe Doctrine. In other words, four nations got together and decided that they would try to put Spain back in South America. The United States said no. That's all there is to it. If you read this, you'll find this out. Okay, everybody? And then we declared the Monroe Doctrine. Now, what was it? Here, four things in essence. Number one, America, by America, I mean the whole Western Hemisphere, is closed to any national colonization. I do not mean here that an individual Pole couldn't come. I do not mean an Italian couldn't come. I mean Italy can't come. Poland can't come. Russia can't come. So when I say colonization, I mean a nation. All right, everybody? I see some of you not paying attention. This is extremely important. All right, that's why you won't get a good mark in the next test, but those of you who are, I'm trying to explain as well as I can. I think I'm doing a good job of it. Maybe it's very simple. Some of you don't pay attention. I told you before, I'd rather you not get it out of the book yet. I'd rather you take these words and come and read this tonight, copy my words. If you understand it, see, you were trying to follow me in a book and it's got different language. In the meantime, you're not hearing the easy explanation. If you listen to the easy explanation, read it tonight, that way is I remember what he said. You copy these words down, read it tonight, you can do a better job. Because it is complicated. Okay, getting back to what we were saying now. At this point, America declared the Monroe Doctrine. What is it? 4 points. Number one, the Western Hemisphere is closed to further colonization. No nation can come over here anymore. What was that against? Two nations. Who? Russia and Spain. Right. Exactly. Russia had been trying to colonize here. Spain wanted to get back to South America. You think you understand? That's your problem. Spain had been kicked out, now they want to get back. We said no. Point number one, America is closed to further colonization. Number two, we won't bother you, Europe. Three, don't you bother us, Europe. Number four, if you do bother us, if you do colonize, it's an unfriendly act. Now, in essence, that's the Monroe Doctrine. Now, when you read it, if you understand what I said, let's say that's what Father said. Well, America, now see, now your book might not have it this way. This might, in your book, this might be number three, so watch out for that one. In essence, here's what I want you to know back. America is closed to further colonization. We will not interfere in Europe. Europe should not interfere in America. If you do interfere, it's an untimely end. I don't know how the book gives it, but I mean, that's the essence. It may give what I gave for free, it may give for, so I hope you understand that. But I'm trying to make it palatable and understandable for you. Because it's almost impossible if you listen to me not to get the essence. Then go home and try to put it in roughly what I said. Now make it easier than what the book said. Well, we said unfriendly act, that's what we said. But incidentally, the reason we put it that way was because we were awfully weak in those days. So we couldn't very well say we're going to go to war again. So we said unfriendly act. And then I'm going to explain that even further, Ed, if you wait. Yes.
Father,
all
the countries
that... Well, that's, I'm going to explain that too. Okay. If you wait a second. You're going to find out in a minute it was just on paper, except something happened. It made it worthwhile. I would like you to know that the countries of Europe must have laughed at us when they read this, in those days. But in a minute you're going to find out it wasn't so funny. And we got help from a very unexpected friend. Does everybody understand what the Monroe Doctrine is? I said, what's the Adams on Nay treaty right? See, if you get in here and go home and do this, I don't think you'll possibly have a problem. So I'd rather you listen to me in class, write down the words, and then go home and read this, and then you can trust me if you don't go. Yeah, I'll tell you again, but I don't think it's that important. Canning was the British man who suggested that Britain help. I think he was a minister or a foreign minister. A foreign minister, and Olney was our, I believe at the time, Secretary of State, wasn't he? Olney was Secretary of State. Well, what? Adams was? Well, all right, all I want you to know is this. Well, see, he wants to know what I wanted to know, I guess, from the text. What I want you to understand is that these were the Americans and British involved in it. Let's help each other. When this guy came to President Monroe, he said, no, I'll do it myself. Yes, I want you, you don't have to know all the ins and outs. I would like you to read it, though. But anything I give you, I'll let you know if it's important. Okay? By the way, we're going to find this in the book in a little while. I just wish you'd listen to me and get it. Then we'll find it. Okay, anyway, that's the background of the Monroe Doctrine. We declared it, the Monroe Doctrine. Now, here's what I want to say. The help came from Great Britain. Among historians, there's a statement, and it should be in your book, because you have a better book than most of the other speakers. It should say this somewhere in your book, somewhere. America made the Monroe Doctrine, the British Navy enforced it. Anybody understand that?
Yeah.
What did I get done telling you about Britain a few minutes ago?
They had trade.
Right. Great Britain had trade, they wanted to keep it. And although they wanted to aid us here, and we said no, you know, they still were interested in the trade. So when we said no to Spain, it was the British Navy that kept the Spanish out, not us. So what I want to say is this. On paper, the Monroe Doctrine was nothing in a way. The British really helped us to enforce it. Then as the years went on, we got strong and did it ourselves. Okay? All right, let me see if we can find this in the book.
So we should listen to me first.
Understand it, then get it out of the book. I want to make sure we're not skipping anything. We took the air of good feeling yesterday, page 212, we took sectionalism, plantation, the New West, slavery question, I asked you to skip for a little while, Missouri debate, skip for a little while. Now on page 217, we wrote up. Look it over tonight. There are the statements right here. Look how close they are to mine, haven't you? Freedom piece, that the Western Hemisphere was no longer open to colonization. Two, the political system and interests of the Western Hemisphere were separate from the political system of Europe. The United States would refrain from intervening in Europe at the same time it insisted Europe refrain from intervening in America. Exactly what I said. And it doesn't mention it, it should be here somewhere, it's an unfriendly act. Somewhere, actually. So there it is, exactly what I just told you. And if you look at the Holy Alliance, if you really know Canning, All I want you to know about Canning and Alamy were they were the two involved trying to get each other's countries working. But in the end, America did it alone. President Monroe. Yes, exactly, sure. Right in the tradition of George Washington, yes. Now, let me bring you up to date on a couple of things here. Number one, it was never thought that Canada was included in the Monroe Doctrine anyway. In 1941, when France fell, France owned some islands, I don't know which they were, way up in the near Nova Scotia. And the big question came up, do they now belong to Nazi Germany? Well, before anybody asked too many times, Franklin Roosevelt made it very clear, no, absolutely not. I now put Canada under the Monroe Doctrine. Follow? Now, this is not in the book yet, but Roosevelt included Canada, but at this particular time, it wasn't even thought of. He did it to protect these islands from the Nazis. Also, the question keeps coming up, too, could President Kennedy have used the Monroe Doctrine to kick the Russians out of Cuba? I think he could. But what happened was this, the eggheads at Harvard, before anybody could answer, before the Russians knew what to say, the eggheads at Harvard got together and said, oh no, the Monroe Doctrine said you can't use that. And their reasoning was, in 1918, we did interfere in Europe, so we killed it, they said. We interfered in 1941. Well, I disagreed with that line of thinking. We went there in 1918 because we were asked. We went in 1941 because we were attacked. But I would like you to see both sides. That's what they say. Also, you might be interested in knowing that historians claim we had two other means of acting. One of them was the Rio Pact and one was the Panama, which we haven't come up to. If you want to skip the Monroe Doctrine, okay. But we could have used the Rio Pact, whereby we promised South America if they ever attacked, we would come to their aid. And the Panama. I just want to bring it up to date because there are people that claim that Kennedy should have done something. He should have kicked him out. So I just want to bring it, later on we'll talk about it again. I just want to bring it up to date.
1918, you said we were asked.
By France. Oh, yeah, but also the. Sure, we were forced to move by the German U-boats. But you know, these people were anti-Americans. Sometimes they don't want to look at it that way. I can't figure them out. I mean, I like to keep America straight, right down the middle. But it seems to me, if you don't like America, go where it's easier. If you want to try to straighten out America while loving it, that's all right with me. But don't tear it apart. I was thinking of my other classes. If America ever falls apart, I blame men like Robert Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, Fulbright, Jacob Javits. And why I say that is this. What happens is, every time something happens, the Chinese communists and the Russians get together, they don't know what to do. And while they're thinking, Robert Kennedy comes up and says, you can't do that. You can't bomb North Vietnam. Well, in the meantime, the Chinese, hey, that's right. You're right, Kennedy. You can't bomb Vietnam. And the people say, is Kennedy a communist? No. But he's doing certain things, so the Burricans, which lead to our falling apart. I hope you understand what I'm saying, because you might not agree with me, but at least you'll say, oh, well, at least I understand what he said. I don't agree, but at least I understand what he said. I personally feel certain American senators are hurting our country. Now, if you and I want to argue together, okay, but we go out that door, we want to be one. You follow what I mean? If you're a drunk and you're my brother, I'll fight you, I'll pull you, everything. When we go out that door, I'll defend you. That's what I want. Kennedy wants to call America rotten while he's in the Senate, while he's together arguing, fine. When we go out the door to face Russia, we better be one. They're out for our destruction. That's my feeling. If you don't agree, at least you know my feeling, and you won't think I'm a nut, or a rightist, or an extremist. My feeling is, it's okay with me to criticize America. There are things in America that are not perfect. But darn, I can't find another country half as good. So let's defend it. Let's not let it fall apart. And while we're defending it, we'll punch the baddies in the mouth. All right. But we won't do it while the Russians are looking. If you get my similarities. You understand that? I think you understand me. So why? Sometimes I think I'm too rightist and all like that. My agreement is, my idea is we better watch out. Commies are listening to our arguments and they're using them. Same thing with two, it gets me mad. Every time we want to defend Fulbright, it gets mad. It won't give the money. In the meantime, we find out that Russia's way ahead of us. Now, that doesn't make sense. Why don't we take defense and keep it out of the public? It doesn't belong in the public limelight. Russia shouldn't know how many missiles we've got. But anyway, I just, I want to just bring it up to date. Sometime we get a chance, we can discuss that. I mean, I think it's awfully important. If we ever fell, I blame it on some of the liberals. You might not agree, but I think if you understand my position, say, okay, I don't agree, but at least I know that I'm not. If you understand that, I'm sorry. Otherwise, you have people trying to say you're rightist, and I've had people tell me I'm prejudiced. I think I'm halfway decent on that point. I really do. What gets me is that the people that tell me all the time have never attended one of my classes. They've never attended lectures. Get you mad when you're trying to be honest, when you're trying to find a solution, and somebody tries to tell you all these crazy things that they think about you. And they don't even, they're not objective enough to listen. Yeah?
You said that the United States would work stronger for the world.
This time.
In other words, the United States would go to work.
Well, that was the theory. But you're going to find also, if you read it well, that the British Navy was the one that was pushing. Yes, if you want, as famous as book in diplomatic history, if you want to look up the Monroe Doctrine, you'll find a big statement there. America put out the Monroe Doctrine, the British Navy protected it. And it's nothing, no big deal. I think you'll understand we were pretty weak at this time in history. Okay, well, let's go on with this. But seriously, again, I would like sometime to talk to you more about that type of thing. Thanks for my time. I want to start giving you some ideas.